Brian McKnight. And he's our little known black history fact, because Brian McKnight owns the record for the most Grammy nods without a win. This is Black Music Month. It started in 1979 with President Jimmy Carter recognizing the achievements of African-American singers and entertainers. And for today's musical little-known black history fact, Brian McKnight, celebrating his 46th birthday today, is the co-owner of the record for the most Grammy nominations without a win. Wow. And I have the list here. It's unbelievable.
Man, it's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 nominations.
Yes.
Wow. And Back at One was one of them. Despite 3 platinum and 3 gold-selling albums over the course of Brian McKnight's career, he's never won a Grammy. He's in
never
good...
won a Grammy.
Music runs in his family, and Brian McKnight was inspired to sing after his big brother Claude McKnight hit it big with his band Take Six. Brian McKnight, a former church choir singer, was 19 when he signed his first deal. Brian McKnight won an NAACP Image Award and a Soul Train Award, but never won a Grammy. You want to know some of the songs that he was nominated for?
Absolutely.
Love Is with Vanessa Williams, Anytime, The Only One for Me, Back at One had 2 nominations, Coming Back Home with BB and CC Winans and Joe, Stay or Let It Go, 6812, Love of My Life got 2 Grammy nominations, My Kind of Girl with Justin Timberlake, Still, Win, All the Way with Kenny G, Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, and What We Do Here. 16 nominations.
Stays Here.
What We Do Here.
Oh, trust, that's my song.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he is. He's a great musician. He really is. That record.
And now that he's divorced, he's much happier. He's seen pictures of him.
And that's been a while.
He looks much happier.
Well, I think he was upset because he got all these Grammy nominations and never a Grammy.
He had to hear that at the house.
He had to hear that at the house.
Oh, he went again.
His last nomination was in 2005, and that's when he said on the air, I don't have to pay taxes because I don't have to vote because my tax bracket is too high. Remember that?
Yeah.
Single.
And he was really a mad. He was upset. Maybe now I know. I thought it was the house, but it's all these Grammy nominations.
It's and divorce. Happy. Breathe. There's a picture of him on the cover of Ebony magazine with his family. He looks very upset.
That was a while ago.
It's probably like 2000.
He's a different
2005.
Man now. You're right, Tom. He's
now?
A different
like,
man.
Hey, Jay, watch out there now. I'm like, right?
And why is that related to his divorce?
I don't know, Siobhan. I don't know.
Play it.
Get married, get divorced. You'll see.
Get married, get divorced. That's usually not
You'll
what we
see
like,
the happiness.
What we like to have happen. Okay.